Welcome back to our series celebrating one of the songwriting greats. In the last episode, we heard recordings from 2001's Songs from the West Coast, and we start this episode off with a track from the album that followed. It sounded brilliantly personal, reflective, and poignant. Welcome to Elton John in a Lifetime.
I'm weary and I'm staying up late, and the rain hits my roof so hard. You know I'm no longer 30 these days. I'm happy to play one or two hands of cards. I hate flies in the kitchen buzzing, disturbing the peace I've found. Fortune and fame is so fleeting these days. I'm happy to say I'm amazed that I'm still around. And the weight of the world is off my back. When we fell we got up and crawled out of the cracks. Excuse me if I take some comfort in that. Happy today, happy to play. With the weight of the world off my back. Humidity hangs like a curtain. Oh, it fogs up my glasses sometimes. You know I've still got my eyesight these days. I'm happy to see a sunset instead of a line. And the weight of the world is off my back. When we fell, we got up and crawled out of the cracks. Excuse me if I take some comfort in that. Happy today, happy to play. With the weight of the world off my back. There's a long list of names that I don't recall. Even though my memory's good, washed away the lemons and the weeds. When the weight of the world weighed more than it should. I hate flies in the kitchen buzzing, disturbing the peace I've found. Fortune and fame are so fleeting these days. I'm happy to say I'm amazed that I'm still around. And the weight of the world is off my back. When we fell we got up and crawled out of the cracks. Excuse me if I take some comfort and die. Happy today, happy to play. With the weight of the world off my back. Happy today, happy to play. With the weight of the world off my back.
From Elton's 2006 album, Peachtree Road. And much of this album sounds to me almost like a blueprint for 21st century country music, at least from a sonic perspective. The twang in Elton's vocal delivery sounds utterly believable and genuine, something I've always found interesting. He, Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger all have a tendency to deliver their vocals as if they'd grown up in the southern states. Bernie had spent much of his adult life in America, living on a ranch, surrounded by horses in the American countryside, so perhaps it's not surprising that his lyrics would be full of Americana. But by the early 2000s, Elton had been living in England for many, many years, and yet, on this album, he gives us songs like this that are easy to imagine someone like Chris Stapleton or Zac Brown singing. Funnily enough, around this time, I found myself on tour on some of Elton's summer shows as part of Lulu's band, who were opening up for him. And amongst all the classic hits he played every night, he included this one. And like all great songs, the first time you hear it, it sounds like a familiar old friend.
Your back's out on the bed, your closet's all cleared out. You see you're going to Jacksonville, 'cause our love is all worn out. You're searching in my eyes to try and find a tear, but the well of my forgiveness has dried up with the years. You might still look pretty in that lacy little dress, but I think you've got your signals crossed if you think that I'm a mess. I ain't gonna die, and living here is hell. I hear it's hot in Florida and it's raining here tonight, but the sun's gonna shine tomorrow and I'm gonna do alright. You might still look pretty in that lacy little dress, but I think you've got your signals crossed if you think that I'm a mess.
Lights out when you leave. And just sitting here listening to that one, my mind spun me back to that summer of, I think it was 2005 or 6. We were touring around some of the football grounds of the UK, and Well, aside from the fact it was a real honour having the opportunity to closely watch Elton perform night after night, a couple of times he would come and hang out where the musicians would be grabbing a cup of tea in the afternoon after the sound check, and a thoroughly nicer and more genuine guy you couldn't wish to meet. Along with music, much of the conversation revolved around football, and whenever he would leave the room it would just occur to me that he, like so many of the amazing artists that I've been lucky enough to work with over the years, was just an ordinary guy with an almost inexplicable and extraordinary talent.
I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, and at the same time something makes you whole. It's like that there's a music playing in your ear, and I'm listening and I'm listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change like a fire deep inside. Confused and all mixed up and mad as hell. It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full. I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell. It's like that there's some music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me like a burning deep inside. Something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity.
From the score of Elton's 2005 musical, Billy Elliot. Elton was approaching his 60th year around the time of his 2006 biographical album, The Captain and the Kid. As we've heard in this episode, the songs around this period seem to have taken on a more reflective feeling, as you might expect from someone who'd been doing it for as long as Elton had, and as successfully as Elton had. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised by the reflective nature of his work around this period. He had survived not just the challenges life had thrown at him, but also he'd been able to remain completely musically relevant despite all the changes in style, taste and culture that music and indeed the world had gone through in the 40-odd years that he'd been working for.
I've been out on this road some, can't help but feel it. I've been showing my friends around. I've seen it growing from next to nothing into a giant eating up your town. Cause gypsy watch you seized in the palm of her hands. Oh yeah. She saw a mountain and a wild deer running, a crazy kid becoming a better man. Shipped out futures, you a tumbleweed, and me on a yellow brick road. These are the people, some of the time, for better or for worse. An urban soul in a fine silk suit, and a heart out west in a Wrangler shirt. And you can't go back, and if you try and fail, looking up ahead, rusty nail, a sign hanging from it, saying truth for sale. And that's what we did. No lie at all, just one more tale about the captain and the king. We've been missing at times in action. Can't imagine what it said it might do for you. Devil got to come to the party sometimes, but he never got to wear our shoes. Oh, we've conjured up what we created way back then when I was standing up in 6-inch heels. Now you're riding up into the sunset, and I'm still spinning like a cat. We stuck around for the battle, waiting for a plan to turn you into the brown dirt cowboy and me into a rocket man. It pleases the people some of the time, digging into our roots, but I got a brand new pair of shoes, and you're on a horse in no cowboy boots. Can't go back, and if you try and fail, looking up ahead, I see a rusty nail, a sign hanging from it, saying truth for sale, and that's what we did.
The title song from Elton's 2006 album, which almost brings us to the end of this episode. It's amazing to think we've now reached what was Elton's 28th studio album, a long way from the first few episodes in this series where we looked at how the influences of Winifred Atwell, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, all mixed in with Elton's own ability, helped to produce this incredible artist who seems to constantly define the difference, the vital difference between a musician and a performer by managing to inhabit and excel at both those disciplines throughout his life.
I've seen the bridge, and the bridge is long, and they build it high, and they build it strong, strong enough to hold the weight of time, long enough to leave some of us behind, and every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away. Standing on the bridge, looking at the waves, Seen so many jump, never seen one saved. On a distant beach, your song can die. On a bitter wind, on a cruel tide, and every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away. And the bridge, it shines, all cold, hard iron, saying come and risk it all or die trying.
The Bridge, concluding this episode of In a Lifetime with me, Leo Green, where we've been enjoying all things Elton John. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, please do check out the website where you can find when the next episode of Elton John in a Lifetime is on. And you can, of course, listen to this again whenever you like via the Listen Again page.
And every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge or do you fade away? Every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge of fate. Has to cross the bridge of fate.
This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.